You're listening to SBS News.
It's a relatively short distance, but an incredibly dangerous journey. Dozens of migrants in small dinghies attempt to cross one of the world's busiest shipping lanes in the hope of reaching Britain. Often, many need to be rescued. In 2020, around 8,000 migrants made the journey. Overnight, three British Border Force vessels brought hundreds of migrants, including children, to shore at Dover, as people seeking a life in Britain continued to make the dangerous journey from France to England. A summer surge of small boats crossing the English Channel, one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. It happens every year, but is now larger than normal as alternative routes have been shut down. 12,500 have done so this year, prompting anger from some government leaders who often cite Australia's border policies as an example of what should be put in place in Britain. British Conservative Member of Parliament Lee Anderson in the House of Commons asked when something was going to be done.
Then, we have thousands of illegal immigrants arriving on our shores every single month. When are we going to take some direct action and send the boats straight back?
Britain's government says it had approved plans to turn away boats illegally carrying migrants to its shores, deepening a rift with France over how to deal with the surge of people risking their lives. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says British Home Secretary Priti Patel is dealing with this issue.
Mr. Speaker, I share the indignation and the frustration of my honourable friend at the cruel behaviour of the gangsters, the criminal masterminds who are taking money from desperate, frightened people to help them take a very, very dangerous journey across the Channel. This is a perennial problem, but my right honourable friend, the Home Secretary, is dealing with it in the best possible way, which is to make sure that they don't leave those French shores. We depend to a large extent on what the French are doing, but clearly, as time goes on and this problem continues, we are going to have to make sure that we use every possible tactic at our disposal to stop what I think is a vile trade and a manipulation of people's hopes.
Now Britain is planning to turn away boats in so-called limited and specific circumstances, which have not yet been detailed. Lucy Morton from the Immigration Services Union says the key is to get France to cooperate.
The idea is to initially ask them to change course, then to try and push them using either a boat or a smaller vessel to try and encourage them to turn. But you've got to do it quite carefully because you don't want a wave to overturn a smaller or unstable or otherwise sort of vulnerable vessel. But key to this is it does require that the French cooperate, because you can't just turn a boat back and let it go. You've got to turn it back into a receiving boat from the other country. And if the French won't receive them, we're really not going to turn anyone back.
British border officials have been trained to force boats away from British waters, but will deploy the new tactic only when they deem it safe. The problem for the British government is that this strategy would require the cooperation of French authorities, who've made it very clear they're not on board. The French Interior Minister tweeting, "France will not accept any practice that goes against maritime law or any financial blackmail." That's a reference to the British threat to withdraw funding for the French Coast Guard if more boats aren't intercepted. Refugee advocates and many legal experts believe the strategy breaks international law, and even some supporters of tougher migration measures aren't sure the strategy would work. Alt Mehmet of the Migration Watch UK says traffickers will adapt, possibly leading more people to their death.
It's the sturdier, larger boats that are going to be intercepted and only turned around if it's safe to do so. That, to me, suggests that the traffickers will have taken note and they'll simply pile migrants into the smaller, even less seaworthy dinghies. So I'm not sure how it's going to work out.
The issue has become a rallying cry for politicians from Mr. Johnson's Conservative Party. Immigration was a central issue in the 2016 referendum to leave the European Union. France and Britain agreed in July to deploy more police and invest in detection technology to stop channel crossings. French police have confiscated more dinghies, but they say they cannot completely prevent departures. France suspects the boat turnback plan may be another tough-talking threat as the UK government tries to show they've taken control of Britain's borders. So far, that Brexit pledge seems to remain difficult to deliver. Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.